Welcome, everybody. Shinema 971. We're learning today Le'ilo Nishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Rabbaran Zisel, Le'ilo Nishmas Blima Bas Rab Moshe, and Le'refuah Shalema Yamna Ilana Bas Esha. Okay, getting back to our malacha of Mimachek and Mimareach. Okay, so I want to try and get to the talk about the middle of the road type lotions, if you want to call it. We spoke about the ointments and creams, the thick ones, the regular thick creams, regular thick ointments. We spoke about in general how to work that. We said you can't smear it, of course, but if it has to be dabbed on onto the skin in cases whereby somebody needs it, not just time to do it, but diaper rash on a child, a baby, and these type of things. We said dabbing is okay. We said squeezing it out of the tube is okay, but just being extremely careful not to do a rubbing action on the thick ointments and thick creams. Now, we also spoke about the noisloi, the ones that flow, like you have baby oil, things that flow in general, that just flow like almost like water, even less than water, and that we said in general is no problem. Regular baby oil and these type of flowing substances is also no problem. And even over there, you could even smear it. And we're not getting into the refuah aspects of it, whereby somebody sometimes they have a cut, a different thing that they need. That's a separate issue. But in general, let's say somebody smears their hands with regular baby oil. It's brought down if somebody smears their lips, possibly with oils that they could smear, or whether it's kosher, heksher, whatever, in conjunction with all that. We're not going to get into that at all right now, obviously, but if, as long as it flows, number one. Number two, they don't have like cracks in the lips and these type of things, because then it could be running into a question of refuah. But just, their lips are a little bit dry and they want to keep them moist, and regular flowing oils, right? Baby oils, these type of things. Alts memareach, the malacha of memachek and memareach, it would be okay. Now the question is, what about lotions that are sort of like, if you want to call in Yiddish, nishtahin, nishtaher? They're not thick, very thick, and they don't flow like, you know, like oil or like water. So where do we draw the line in all these various different type of lotions? So lemaisa was brought to my attention. I didn't really see it inside, but it was brought to my attention that Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, and Reb Eliashiv, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, so nice that they held, Reb Shlomo Zalman, Reb Eliashiv, that if one puts, let's say, a lotion in their hands, and they pick up their hand, or their arm, the hand, whatever it is, and it flows, that's all flows. Not like, again, not like oil. Oil is almost like water, let's say, but it's a little bit of a thicker lotion, but it flows. In other words, it doesn't remain as a glob. Like a glob sometimes sort of like moves extremely slowly. But if you pick up your hand and it flows on the hand, a lotion, so lemaisa they held that would not be memareach. Now, there are other major shitas, there are Moshe, others that held that could be running into a problem of memareach, memachek, you know, depending on how thick in general. Even Rav Moshe held even by soap, by liquid soap. So we see how that went. We spoke about the liquid soap and so on. But Rav Zalman and Rav Eliashiv did hold that as long as it flows. So in conjunction with that, the Sfarim bring down. So Lemaisa, I just want to read from the Sefer Learning Shabbos in 3 minutes. Interesting how he brings it down. He says on page 389 that Mimareach, again, Mimareach is always, as we mentioned in the past, it's the Tolda from Mimachek, but Lemaisa is the same thing. So Lemaisa, Mimareach applies to anything that is at least somewhat thick or semi-dense. That's how he brings it. Somewhat thick or semi-dense. It does not apply to something that is easily pourable, even though sometimes it might be a little bit thicker. For example, I saw an example that might help, like a syrup. Sometimes you have a syrup, like chocolate syrup, you know, a flowing type of a chocolate syrup, or a corn syrup, these type of things, where it's a little bit, where it flows. You know, if you put, let's say, chocolate syrup on one's hands, and you pick up your hand, it's going to flow. You pour it, you turn the bottle, it flows out. Is it like oil? It's thicker than oil. And it's, you know, it's definitely thicker than water, and it's thicker than oil, but yet, like we saw from Rav Shlomo Zalman, Rav Eliashiv, you put it on your hand, you pick up your hand, it's gonna flow. It could be Lefira Moshe would be Machmer in such a case, because like he held with the liquid soaps and so on, he would be Machmer in such a case, but, that's what we're saying by easily pourable. So he brings that down also, that again, Mimareach would apply in thick or semi-dense type of consistency. But when it flows like a syrup type form, he doesn't bring the word syrup. I'm just bringing it down because even though syrup is a food, b'chlal, we said foods as long as it's used for edible purposes, there's no memachik, there's no memareach, but just to have an understanding of consistency when it comes to lotions, various different type of lotions, like hand lotions and these type of things. Okay, so just to read from the Sefer Lamed Tes Melachos, he pretty much sums it up. We mentioned it in the past, but just to go, since we're talking about the lotion part of Machik, and as opposed to the thick densities and the extremely fluid type oils and so on, he says like this, Lamais on page 920, the Sefer Lamed Tes Melachos, loose substances whose consistency are liquid-like are permitted to be smeared onto a surface of one's skin because, again, excluding the refuah part, the regular dry skin or so on, one's skin, because the rabbinic restrictions related to memachik or memareach apply only to substances which have some degree of solidity to them. And then we say that there's smoothening, which would be memachik or memareach. But he goes further to say that pourable fluids lack sufficient density for this purpose. Therefore, rubbing or smearing them is halachically no different from rubbing water onto the skin. Obviously, rubbing water or oil, for that matter, is not a problem. But he's talking a little bit about the whereby it's a little bit thicker, like we said, like a syrup type of a thing. For example, liquid hand lotions. That's what he brings down. Liquid hand lotions that are loose and pourable. Right? It might be even thicker like a syrup, but it flows. You put it on your hand, you pick up your hand, and it flows. So then it's loose and pourable are not included in the restrictions of memachek or memarech. Smearing the lotion does not resemble memachek at all. So he brings down further that it's therefore permitted, would be allowed to rub thin hand lotions. Again, if it's very thick and if it's a glob, if you put it onto your hands and it stays as a glob, even if you pick up your hand, it's sort of like the whole glob is there and it falls, or even if it flows very slowly like a glob style, that is a problem. But if it just flows like a syrup type thing, again, the syrup I did not see inside. I'm just trying to give it as where we could understand somewhat. It flows like a syrup. You pick up your hand and it flows, so it's therefore permitted to rub the thin hand lotion into one's skin to moisten the skin and to prevent the chapping. And then he goes on to say, however, very thick lotions, the thicker lotions that pour very slowly and tend to remain a smeared film on the skin, like a glob type style, for a time should be avoided, lemaisa. But as long as the bottom line is, to make a long story short, as long as it flows, there are places we say it's okay. Now, we do have to understand that we did see that Rav Moshe is machmir when it comes to these in Yanim. That's not by regular flat-out liquids, but even in the little bit of a thicker type of a hand lotion, some places can be brings down, quoting again the Sefer Lamed Tes Melachos, some places can hold that these high, if you want to call it high density or viscosious type of substances are... The word is actually viscous. It's not viscous. The word's viscous. So therefore, some place can take a hold that these highly viscous substances are memareach midrabanan. Again, like it's a syrup type, consistency. And because they spread and settle on the surface of the skin, therefore it looks like mimareach instead of dissolving into the skin. According to this view, which we saw, according to this, one may also not use, like we said, the liquid soaps and so on, the thicker liquid soaps, unless somebody dissolves it before Shabbos and so on. So unless it's diluted with water and so on, making it thinner. So Lefi Rav Moshe, like we saw, it would have to be very thin, but Lefi, like we spoke about in conjunction with quite a number of other Paiskim, especially Rav Shlomo Zalman, Rav Eliashiv, as long as it flows, when you pick up your hand, like a syrup type style, a viscous, however you want to call it, it would be okay. The isser of memareach, memachik, and memareach would not apply in those instances. Okay, and just to end off, lemaisa, we spoke about, if it's a question of refuah, whereby somebody has very severely chapped skin and so on, one should ask a shaila to see if it's running into the question of refuah. And as we spoke about, of course, with children, with diaper rashes and these things, it's much easier. One does not have to be machmer in those instances whereby it's thin ointments, thin lotions. And we see even to the point that thicker ointments, we spoke about dabbing it on and just not rubbing it on. Thank you for listening. Aslach and Baruch Kol Tov.